Charles Mack says he recently took some steps to improve his life. As he explained to Hugo Fain on this month's En Route, Mack hopes those changes will inspire others to take charge of their own well-being.
My name is Charles Mack, a.k.a. B-I-double-G. God loves you, and so do I, and ain't nothing y'all can do about it.
Tell me about yourself.
Well, I got out of prison January 18th. I went to the county jail in Reno County, Hutchinson, Kansas, until the 26th of January. The 29th of January, I was employed. I've been employed ever since. Found out about the homeless outreach team and applied through them. Talked to Mariah McCray. She referred me to Shelly Hopp at the city of Wichita, that if you show proof of employment, they'll give you housing, which I just signed my lease today with Andy Bias, who's a great member of society as well in the city of Wichita, trying to do good things and get people off the street, but you have to have employment. If you don't have employment, they're not going to help you. If you have an addiction problem, it's time to let that go. Because with addiction, it's homelessness, it's hunger, and it's more and more drugs and more mental disability from that. Stop the madness. It's time to get up and start giving yourselves way better than what you've been giving yourself. I was once one for 41 years. I've been clean now a year, 3 months, and 2 weeks, and some change. So if I can do it, you can do it. And even those who've been clean longer, if they can go that long, so can you. I'm talking to the city of Wichita. There's no need for all this homelessness going around when it's young people. 30, 25, 24 years old out here begging for change on the side of the road. That's unnecessary. Go get a job. It's there. That way you can go sit in your living room, kick your feet up, and be comfortable. You're not out here in these streets, because that's all that drug addiction does. Again, the city of Wichita has a great opportunity for you if you want to take advantage of it. There's plenty of jobs. I just left a job interview today, and I'm employed. So therefore, I don't want to hear about you can't get no job. I don't want to hear about I'm a felon and you can't get no job. I don't want to hear about you don't have no ID, because they will help you get that. Churches will help you, and the city of Wichita will help you. You just got to talk to them and ask them for the assistance. It's there. They have food banks if you can't get none, such as me, because I have 2-time distribution case in the state of Kansas, so I can't get food assistance from DCF. So I go to the local church right here at 21st and Grove at the food bank, and they assist me plentiful, and I'm thankful for that. So with that being said, again, it's out there. Again, my name is Charles Mack. I go to Delrose United Methodist. Come on and come praise with us on Sundays at 10:30 to 11:30, 11:45 at the latest. And praise God and be thankful and stay praising his name. Because when we do that and send the prayers up, the blessings will truly come down.
You got what kind of future do you see for yourself now that you're
Here shortly, I've been clean now for quite a while. Not as long as many, but quite a while. Here, once I get past corrections, which I'll be off in 8 months, and then I'll be off parole in 5 months. Once that's done and I don't have no more classes for them, I plan on enrolling in Wichita State University for licensed addiction counseling and a psychology course.
How long is that training take?
I don't know, but I'm going to find out. And I'm hoping at 54 I can keep up. I believe I can. As long as I do the work and do the studying,
absolutely.
I can read. I got a GED. I'm not illiterate. My comprehension level is great. I'm a great communication, and I love people. I love people. I want for them what I want for myself, and that's to be successful and not be homeless.
Hugo Fain goes en route on Wichita Transit every month. You can find past episodes at KMUW.org.